Q&A with the Christ Mind, question one. I understand healing as Jeshua speaks of it in A Course in Miracles, yet what needs to occur for bodily symptoms to no longer be in one's experience? Answer. Beloved friend, as I have spoken of healing in that text which you know as A Course in Miracles, is indeed the fundamental definition of healing. By considering it, it must flush up within you all the deeply held hopes and prayers and beliefs and need to have healing be something that also manifests the perfection of the function of the body, according to your desire of what that perfection should be. What is necessary then for the removal of physical symptoms? The miracle. But the miracle is not something which is under your control. Listen well to the message of this session, for I've indicated already to you, and deliberately indicated, the answer to your question, and you will find it there. For, rest assured, beloved friend, when there arises within the mind the hope or the wish that the physical symptom would leave the body, there must already be the enactment of an ancient belief that the body is who and what you are, and that, therefore, disease of some kind, as you would call it, limits your ability to extend love, to communicate with all of creation, and to be at peace. You may rest assured that when my many friends saw me with a crown of thorns upon my head, they thought, oh, poor loved one, out of the belief that certainly spirituality must mean the power to overcome everything the mind has judged as a disease. The point that I'm seeking to reach with you is an attempt to dig deep within the depth of your psyche, to bring to the surface with you an ancient belief that true spirituality is recognized by the absence of disease, and that if you are truly whole, it would never arise within the body. Yet I say this unto you, what if every moment of your experience was literally being brought to you of the Father, who alone knows the perfect plan for the healing of your mind? Remember, it is not possible to transcend what is not wholly loved. Therefore, place the attention on deepening the love of self, the exploration of the experience that has been called to the consciousness through the form of dis-ease or whatever kind. Learn to look upon it with the perfect innocence that you would look upon anything else, and see through it to see that it does not limit you in any way from being the unlimited presence of love. It is not a weakness, and it is not to be compared to what may appear to be a diseaseless body, for the eyes of the body do not show what is within another soul. Beloved friend, there is a part of you that carries an ancient fear. Let it be released, and healing will come.